Another thing that happened at the San Antonio Museum was interesting was Peter Rabdin's presentation looking at the incidence or decreasing incidence of breast cancer, presumably hooked up to the decreasing use of postmenopausal hormone replacement therapy. What were your thoughts about that?
Yeah, Dr. Rabdin reported a rather abrupt decrease in the incidence of both invasive and non-invasive breast cancer in the year 2003. The decline in invasive breast cancer was 7%, which was quite distinctly different from what we had seen in previous years. Other secondary observations were that the decline was greater in the occurrence of estrogen receptor positive breast cancers, and particularly in the 50 to 69 year old age group. So there was speculation about why this should be. One of those reasons for speculation was the presentation of the results of the Women's Health Initiative trial with regards to hormone replacement therapy, which was presented 1 year prior in 2002. There was perhaps the hypothesis that a sudden change in hormone replacement therapy practice, that is, a lot of women coming off of hormone replacement therapy and fewer women beginning hormone replacement therapy, would play into this. I have a little trouble with this because of simply the temporal relationship between the announcements of those results and the observation of reduction in breast cancer incidence. I would expect to see perhaps the need for more longer latency period, a more waiting period to determine if that's the case. If indeed this reduction seems to persist in 2004, 2005, then I think it makes a stronger case that a change in prescribing patterns for hormone replacement therapy could have made a difference. Although the Women's Health Initiative trial would suggest that it wasn't such a dramatic difference. There was an increased incidence of breast cancer with hormone replacement therapy, but it wasn't quite as dramatic as the decline seen in this analysis.
It'll be interesting. I think there'll be another cut of this data in about 6 months. It'll be interesting to see what they found.